It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. Each week, we focus in on one of the games between the Beavers and today's opponent, the Arizona State Sun Devils. Head coach Tom Ceratori joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. The Beavers and the Arizona State Sun Devils have only played each other twice prior to this week's trip, that back in 2016. Beavers 5-0 and 2-0 winners that week. Don't know that I'd call either of those a great game, but what led to that series back in 2016? Helping out a new program. Beaver coach Tom Ceratori.
Well, I just think that's what we all do, and I think we were all excited when we found out Arizona State was going Division I in hockey. I think there was a lot of excitement in the college hockey world, not only from the coaches, but I think also from the fans. So, I mean, they obviously, there's a little more star power with Arizona State than maybe other teams.
When the Beavers started Division I hockey, hockey in the West, hockey in the South wasn't nearly as prevalent as it is now. When Arizona State started their program, they had plenty of players to pick from.
There's so much parity right now in the junior leagues. I mean, we got the North American Hockey League right here. I mean, that's really good. I mean, really good with probably 24, 26 teams. I don't know, but there's, you know, in the mid-20s, and obviously the USHL, and of course all the junior hockey in Western Canada, Ontario, you name it. I mean, there's just a lot of hockey players in North America, Europe right now. So, but just alone in our own country right now, how the game has grown. And hey, here in Arizona, I mean, there's good players here in Arizona. They can recruit right in their own backyard or in California. And, you know, geographically, it's a great fit for everybody.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.